How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, repro step one, internal medicine, OBGYN, 2CK, 64-year-old woman, 5-day history, vaginal bleeding, menopause 14 years ago. Examination shows a 7 centimeter right adnexal mass. It is freely mobile, implication being it's not going to be malignant. Pelvic ultrasonography shows a thickened endometrial stripe and right ovarian mass. Endometrial biopsy shows complex hyperplasia. Complex just refers to heterogeneity, which is the final most likely explanation for the findings, such as HOP3 choice A, disgerminoma, wrong fucking answer. It's not going to be assessed on USMLE. This is the female counterpart of seminoma in males, okay? So they're both germ cell tumors. You can just think, okay, well, e.g. Turner syndrome, if there were to be the development of an ovarian tumor in the streak ovaries, it could be disgerminoma. But as I said, it's more just textbook stuff. USMLE is not gonna assess it. But disgerminoma in female, seminomas in males, they are highly radiosensitive. Choice A, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, endometrioma, wrong fucking answer, refers to chocolate cyst and endometriosis. So that's going to be a patient over the age of 20 who has an abnormal physical exam in the setting of dysmenorrhea, period pain, okay? If you have a patient who's under the age of 20 with period pain, it's not going to be endometriosis. That'll be primary dysmenorrhea, which is PGF2-alpha prostaglandin hypersecretion. If you have a patient over the age of 20 who has a normal physical exam with period pain, that's also going to be primary dysmenorrhea. So for example, 23-year-old woman, period pain so bad she has to miss class. Physical exam shows no abnormalities. Answer, prostaglandin hypersecretion. Okay, it's just primary dysmenorrhea. Same exact question, but they tell you something abnormal on the physical exam, such as nodularity of the uterosacral ligaments, doesn't matter. That's going to be endometriosis, which is endometrial tissue growing outside of the uterus, usually on the ovaries, which can cause bleeding and cause collections known colloquially as chocolate cysts, which are endometriomas. You're going to do diagnostic laparoscopy as next best step for 2CK. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, granulosa cell tumor, correct answer. This patient has endometrial hyperplasia secondary to unopposed estrogen due to granulosa cell tumor, okay? So when we talk about USMLE, I would say 6 out of 8 times, unopposed estrogen is going to be anovulation, polycystic ovarian syndrome, okay? Long discussion, I've talked about it in my PDFs, prior videos. And 1 out of 8 times is going to be granulosa cell tumor secreting estrogen. 1 out of 8 times is going to be a patient who's been taking hormone replacement therapy who stopped taking the progesterone component because it caused mood swings. I've seen it on one of the NBME exams. So you need to know that unopposed estrogen is the biggest risk factor for endometrial hyperplasia. Now, if you're looking at these answer choices, you don't know what's going on. You have to eliminate to get there. Okay, so clearly we've got endometrial bleeding that shouldn't be seen in a postmenopausal woman. So what should come to mind without even considering these diagnoses is, well, what causes endometrial cancer in general? Okay, I know broadly, I know the high yield general point that it's unopposed estrogen. They could have given high BMI here. They didn't do that. So it's not an example probably of anovulation. But they're giving me, oh, they're making it the tumor question. Mike said the 1 out of 8, it's going to be granulosa cell tumor. And then 1 out of 8, as I already just fucking said, it's going to be HRT where patient stops taking the progesterone component. So let's just hop through the other. And the reason here, elephant in the room for those of you studying for step one, is because estrogen stimulates growth of endometrium. Progesterone, one of its roles is to limit growth of endometrium. So if we have estrogen without corresponding progesterone, known as unopposed estrogen, we get excessive endometrial growth, okay, endometrial hyperplasia. If you want more detail on all the anovulation stuff, you can look at my PDFs. Choice D, mucinous cystadenocarcinoma, wrong fucking answer, okay? This is basically not going to show up on USMLE. It can cause obscure condition on a pseudomyxoma peritoni, which is going to be inflammation of peritoneal cavity due to mucinous secretions. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, Sertoli elatic cell tumor, wrong fucking answer. These secrete androgens. So in a female, it could be severe hirsutism or virilization. I've seen this actually, and this is a bigger point. This will show up in a male as gynecomastia, which sounds weird, okay? So this is what USMLE is going to do. They're going to give you a guy who has gynecomastia. They're not going to list granulosa cell tumor that secretes estrogen. They're not going to list it, but they'll list Sertoli elatic cell tumor. And you say, well, I'm eliminating to get there because androgens that are produced in excess can be aromatized into estrogens, which in turn can cause gynecomastia. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. Until you make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.